views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past, or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. To the first show of this new month of June 2018. I know many people are saying it, but I, along with many others, cannot believe that we are halfway through 2018 already. I'd like to start the show with a beautiful review that I received for the audiobook of I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Let's show the cover of that, not the back. There we go. And the audiobook is available for purchase and download on audible.com. This beautiful review reads, and it's entitled Enthralled. From the moment I started listening to I Am an Angelic Walk-In, I was captivated. Candy took me on a journey beyond earthly understandings. Her gentle narration is clear and easy to listen to, and sometimes with a perfect dose of humor. I come away from her story wiser and calmer. I now have a sense of myself in the universe that is informed and inspired by Candy and Angel Ariel, and it's a comfort to me day to day. Her biography is a journey you must listen to. You will learn to have more love and compassion for yourself, which is one of the best lessons to learn from I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Beautifully done. And that comes from Tanya in Los Angeles. Once again, if you'd like to purchase and download this amazing audiobook, please do visit audible.com. And since it's a new month, everyone, it means a new monthly theme from the Posse of Angels and myself. And with so many of these energies in June 2018 igniting a rebirth, it's igniting a regeneration in us, a transformation. The theme of empowerment and belief in oneself is the theme of June. And today's topic is entitled Allowing God to Be Your Compass. You know, everyone, working with God and the angels has been a guiding light for me and pretty much my only compass for the past 15 years since my angelic walk-in in January 11th of 2003. You know, I know deep in my heart that God and my angelic family, the posse of angels, they always have my back, my front. They always have my best interests at heart, and they are always, always answering my prayers, but not only for my greatest good, but also for the greatest good of all concerned. Now, they really want us to take note of the last part of that sentence, for the greatest good of all concerned. For when we intend for things to manifest in our lives through our prayers, our intentions, and our wishes, we normally focus on that which would be best for us. And when we do this, God and the angels hear our prayers, and they go off, and they start to co-create. They start to work on organizing the coming together of opportunities and connections to bring about the fulfillment of our desires. But the posse of angels wants to remind us that many of our prayers do not manifest instantly, because Spirit is coordinating the connections and opportunities to work for the greatest good of all concerned. Now, the reason they do this is that the universe sees all of us not as individuals, but as one humanity. And if something is beneficial for one, then it is beneficial for all. In the poem, No Man is an Island by John Donne, it says, "No man is an island, entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main." Now, knowing that no man or woman is an island unto themselves, the posse of angels also wants us to realize that by seeing us as one big humanity, they see the enormous potential and limitless possibilities that are created by helping each other in giving and receiving. Now, on a previous Angel Healing House radio program, I received a call from a caller who asked the posse of angels for advice on whether they should ask for monetary assistance from her family, as her funds were very, very low. This caller said that she hated asking for anything, and she wanted to remain independent, and she wanted to do things on her own, but she was really suffering. Now, firstly, I shared with her that we're not here in physical incarnation to do anything alone. As children of God, we're here to co-create our lives with God and the angels by first setting our intentions, because we are pure intention. So we visualize, we imagine what our lives, what we would love our lives to look like through our desires, our wishes, and our prayers. And that's the first part. So, and secondly, we allow God to figure out the how and the when of those intentions happening, again, for the greatest good of all. I shared with her that perhaps one of the lessons that she contracted for herself in this lifetime was to be in this situation of diminished funds in order for her to practice to be humbled and to receive. And an added bonus is that by asking for assistance, she gives her family the opportunity and the great blessing to open up their hearts and to give. Now, one of the things that many people do when their finances are stretched is that they see their abundance only in terms of money. Their self-worth and their sense of deserving just plummets. What is important to remember is that money is just one form of abundance energy that we can open up to receive from the universe. And how abundant is she that her life is blessed with people who she can ask and who can easily help her financially? You know, when my husband Pete and I moved from Australia to the States in 2008, we were told by God and the angels to come to the States in order to realize our dreams and projects coming true. At that time, my husband was just starting in the film industry, and what made logical and rational sense was to connect with Fox Studios in Sydney, or Warner Brothers Studios, which had just opened on the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. But if there's one thing that I've learned by allowing God and the angels to be my compass, is that the universe does not work logically. So following God's directions, we stepped forward like two faithful children, and we did not question his or her plan, and we arrived here 6 months before the recession officially hit. And when we look back at those first 2 years, we can clearly see how God and the angels provided abundance for us in so many magical ways, and all of those times that abundance came from people giving to us. These synchronicities would never have occurred if Pete and I had put conditions on the universe on how to give us abundance and if we were not open to receive. Now, the Posse of Angels wants to remind all of us that although each one of us is a special, unique being, we are all part of one conscious collective. And on one hand, we each have a very important piece to share with the world. But most of the time, for the fulfillment of our dreams to come to fruition, we must open for the universe to send us help. And so often that does involve other people. I recently had a former client reconnect with me, and they said that ever since they followed my suggestion of letting go of trying to figure out the how and when of life, had to logically and rationally fulfill their desires, well, their whole life had become easier and more free-flowing. Having completely changed their perception of pushing the direction of life on how life should, there's that word should again, or had to give to them. And by opening to receive God's infinite ways, they now truly enjoy their journey in life, stress-free, and they watch the magical events which occur for them in answer to their intentions, wishes, and prayers that they focus on. They explained how all the time that they used to spend worrying that life was not happening to their certain specifications, well, it was now spent in truly enjoying and being in wonder how the universe continually co-created to answer their intentions and their dreams. You know, having devoted myself to live this way for the past 15 years, I've experienced unexplained and seemingly miraculous synchronicities manifest to answer my prayers. And the way I was led to create this Angel Healing House radio program was one of the weirdest, most miraculous things that has ever happened in my life. And it's because I allowed God to be my compass. Here we go. Years ago in 2006, on a trip to Carmel, California, I ventured into a New Age shop and I had a reading with a lovely psychic. She shared with me that I would be an author. This was before I wrote any books. Okay. She said I would be an author, that I would be doing lots and lots of podcasts. I didn't even know what that was back then. And she said that the angels were saying that I would be doing radio, but not radio. Neither of us knew what that was, so I told her thank you, and I waited for further signs. For the next several years, through readings that I received from psychic friends, they each told me in their reading that I would be doing radio, but not radio. And again, they gave me no further explanations. Fast forward to 5 years later, in 2011, when my Angel Healing House healing practice was really slow. And I kept asking God and the posse of angels repeatedly to send me clients. Crickets. The silence of the phone not ringing was deafening. So one day, I decided to let go of my frustration, and I simply said, okay. Show me how to be of best service, and I will follow your direction, not mine. A few days later, on January the 2nd, I awoke to the posse of angels nudging me to connect with lots of people with more connections on LinkedIn. And in the days to follow, they told me to pay for a psychic reading. I balked at this suggestion, and I said, hey, I've got lots of friends who I swap free readings with. I don't have to pay for a reading. But the posse of angels were not only persistent, but they were insistent for me to get a paid reading. Well, having made many new connections on LinkedIn, I was looking at the psychics' profiles and not feeling overly excited. But that was until I came across a gentleman by the name of Psychic Jethro. All over goosebumps and shivers were on my body when I looked at his his page and his face. That's all I needed to do was to take inspired action and to phone him. He immediately answered the phone, and I asked him how much it would cost for a reading. His response was, whoa, look at all the angels around you. I've never seen anyone with that many angels. Hold on. My guides are telling me that you are one of them. I can't charge you for a reading. Hold on. They're saying the words radio, but not radio. Do you know what that means? I have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio this week. I would love for you to come on my program to do angel readings with me. Would you like that? Stunned, I heard myself saying yes. 3 days later, Jethro and I were trading callers on his show for readings, and I felt like I was flying. The very next day, in January 2012, I booked my own Angel Healing House radio program. The posse of angels told me never to have guests, as this would be a platform to bring forth their channeled messages on topics that would help with the ascension of the conscious collective on the planet and then take callers from around the world. Over the past almost 7 years, Angel Healing House Radio has given me the platform to help people, not only nationally, but internationally, with people calling in from places like Canada, India, Ireland, Jordan, Italy, Brazil, France, and Italy, and many more, to name a few. And the funny thing about following God's compass as to what I should do, which was keep beating the universe for more clients, instead of what I thought I should do, which was radio but not radio, which was not FM or AM radio, but was internet radio, abundance started to find me in the most extraordinary of ways to foster and support me in doing what I am divinely meant to do. You know, it reminded me of all the times, again, when I asked for clients and the posse of angels delivered this message. They said, that's nice. Go write another book. So like a faithful child, I allowed God to be my compass, and I wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote, and I'm still writing. If I would have followed my own compass, I would have touched the lives of, yes, one-on-one clients, yet I would have limited my enormous reach in helping others by following God's compass. I have had the opportunity to globally touch people's lives and take the posse of angels' messages to the far corners of the globe. You know, through the global reach of Angel Healing House Radio and the many radio and TV interview hosts who found me directly through this radio program, my books are available in 100 countries, including China, India, Italy, Germany, Russia, Brazil, Poland, South Korea, in 30,000 wholesalers and retailers and booksellers in the UK, Canada, and Australia. And it was directly through this global reach of following God's word and not my word of just sticking to one-on-one clients that my two books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and I Am an Angelic Walk-In, both of them went number one on Amazon internationally in the UK, USA, Germany, Australia, and in Canada. This happened, listeners, because I am creating my own fairy tale, if you would say. This happened also because I allowed God to hold the pen in my hand to write and channel the radio programs, write the books, and let him, her, all that is, be my compass and to how it goes out in the world. And miracles have happened because of this. You know, one could say that I'm experiencing my own fairy tale because I've chosen to look at life with the eyes of wonder and enchantment and in the belief in miracles born of having faith in following God, sources, co-creation for my life, and of course, the angels. And by living this way, one reverts to experiencing life as a child of God who is taken care of, guided, and provided for in all ways. And having lived this way for 15 years, I can tell you that it certainly is heavenly. And the posse of angels wish for all of us to know that if we truly want our fairy tale to come true, we need to view the world through those eyes of enchantment and wonder. You know, we are at an extraordinary time of rebirth, transformation, and some would say reincarnation, as we are dropping old illusions of what we thought our lives should look like, and we are stepping in to who we truly are. You know, when I was shuffling the deck before in my spirit cards and I asked for more messages to come out about today, I heard this almighty shriek and out strutted Peacock. Well, hello, Mr. Peacock. Peacock symbolizes grace, symbolizes dignity as well. And he certainly didn't come to this state of grace and elegance, thinking less about himself. He came to this regal state because he was proud. He was proud of himself, proud of his accomplishments. He didn't underplay the significance of who he divinely is. In this way, he reminds us to be proud and to eloquently express ourselves. Don't be afraid to flaunt what you have. You don't have to do it with, thinking as an air of superiority, but please do be proud of yourself. It is this magnificence and it is this beauty within each one of us that longs to display who we are to the world. By doing so, we then open the door and we allow for the universe to conspire with our heartfelt longings, our intentions, and our prayers and our wishes to how we want our life to, how we want to co-create our life. While letting our imagination create an absolutely perfect vision of what our royal life looks like for us, It is the state of elegance. And once again, it is that state of grace that sees our feathers never being ruffled, and we are waiting on God's perfect timing as we trust in the divine process, allowing God to be our compass and work his, her magic and miracles on our behalf. So we only get to this state of elegance and this state of grace by surrendering and letting go of anything that we thought should or ought to or has to have happened, because we are going into a time, as I said, of rebirth, of regeneration, as we are stepping into the beauty of who we truly are. So thank you, Mr. Peacock. Thank you for your wise wisdom. And now you can go and screech some more somewhere else. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on this lovely radio station of Angel Healing House Radio. Remember that we air every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to take your calls for some of those free angel readings. So if you want to call into the show to get that free angel reading with myself and my posse of angels, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819, and we will be right back after this short break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We have been speaking about a massive time of rebirth and regeneration. Many of us are going through such a transformative time as we're releasing, we're surrendering our former life, our former circumstances, ways that we did things and expectations in order to step into more of who we authentically are. And in order to do this, we really must surrender and let go in order for the new to come in. I've spoken to many, many people, and they are going through the same thing. They can't figure out quite yet what that new thing is that they will be stepping into. But to help us do that, we all must allow God to be our compass, to show us those signs, how we can best serve, because God and the angels can see so much more. They can see so much further down the track as to what the limitless possibilities for us to be able to take our gifts and our talents and abilities and to share our light with the world. So it's a wonderful time to nurture and nourish yourself, but don't just wait. Don't just wait on those signs while you're in this phase of this rebirth. It's a wonderful time to create those things that give you joy, and then that abundance within is creating that abundance in your outside world. Let's go to our first caller. If you would like a free reading with myself and my lovely angelic family, the Posse of Angels, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. We have Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Oh, hi. Good, thanks.
Nice to speak with you.
Yeah, it's nice to speak with you too. And I'm glad that you mentioned a few of the things that you mentioned, but also that other people have been struggling too about trying to figure out what to do and all of that. And I'm happy to say that starting last Friday, I started painting every day. And that's been really fun.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. That's come up as suggestions.
Yes.
But one of the, and this seems like a little thing, I guess, so I wasn't going to ask about it originally, but I took a class, I think a month ago, maybe more, where we were making silk scarves. And there was one that I designed that was very, like, intricate, and it had all these animals on it, and the teacher was really impressed, and It since disappeared. It was supposed to be like steamed and then brought back to me, and somehow mine isn't in the pile, and I've been upset about it. And one of the images I had on there was a swan, and that came up last week, and then a peacock also was on there, which came up today. So it made me think maybe I could ask about that. I've been praying about it for its return, but I'm not really sure, you know, if that's going to happen or what else to do. And I'm not really sure why I'm so attached to it. Sorry, what?
No, I was going to say, when you say the scarf disappeared, was the scarf in a class? Was it at your home?
No, it didn't come home with me. I actually made three, but there's one in particular that I spent a lot of time on, and the teacher brought it home to steam them so that they would look better. And then she returned them to the place where I took the classes, and they were in, I guess, bags. And I sent them photos when I asked if they came back and said, these are mine and can I get them on this day? And they never looked to separate them out. So I don't know if they ever got back into their hands or not. But then when they just sort of were careless about, you know, other people coming to pick up their stuff. And I think there was like an hour or two where it was left unattended somewhere. And, you know, they basically were very careless with my stuff. Or somehow the teacher didn't, you know, made a mistake or didn't return it back. I don't really know what happened.
Right. Well, the first thing that came to my heart was that you said you have photos. You still have photos of the scarf that you made?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no reason that you can't make others, incorporating the animals that you feel and you resonate with to put in these scarves. This is giving you an opportunity not only to be creative, but to incorporate your spiritual knowledge into the scarves. You know, a lot of times we pick colors. You know, I'm wearing pink today. Pink is the color of unconditional love. Sometimes blue is the color of communication. Green is a very healing color. You know, all of those. You know, and then the symbols. There are symbols. There are the animal symbols. You know, you can put butterflies on there. So, and then our soul.
I have butterflies on it too.
Okay, so our souls know. Our souls know what to unconsciously, but a lot of times unconsciously, we pick things because you know, we are urged to pick pink over blue for some reason. For some reason, and it's that barometer inside of us that is leading us, allowing us to align with that compass of higher source or our higher self. So the Posse of Angels are, they're not urging you, but they're kindly, you know, nudging you and saying, yes, you can create another one. Maybe you co-created for that scarf to go missing so that you would create more. I mean, just because you created it once doesn't mean you can't create it again. And it doesn't have to be created in the exact form that the swan and the peacock and the butterflies or whatever on this, you know, you can put them in different positions on the scarf, and you can also make the background blue. You can make the background pink. You can, you know, make, you know, different. You can even use sacred geometry in there. You know, different symbols and things like that. So they're very excited about this as a project for you. And when you're painting, you actually can, you know, it's the kinesthetic of bringing in the divine channeled energies, but it's also, you can paint what you're going to be putting on the scarves. So I don't know if you're doing that already.
No, I've been painting flowers. I got a really nice bouquet of peonies actually from Trader Joe's last week, and they were so beautiful, and they're one of my favorite flowers. So I've just been painting them in a different way every day. And now... Yeah,
so and the flowers, certainly the flowers can also be put on these scarves. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay, we have first card for you. Oh, isn't this lovely? This is one of my favorite cards in the deck, and I don't say that a lot, but this is the Eight of Pentacles. This is showing you not only working hard. And when we're creating, I hesitate to use the word working, but this shows you creating, and then you will receive money, financial remuneration, abundance from those scarves. So they want you, they're very encouraging with you with this. They want you to keep going with this, and they're showing me the flowers appearing on the scarves as well. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful what they're showing me. The next card for you is the Six of Pentacles. Now, this is the giving and receiving money. So you have two Pentacles cards here, sweetheart. You have not only the working hard card in creating these scarves, but the people giving you money for them. You could even sell your designs for greeting cards. You could sell your designs for sheets. You can sell your designs for a lot of things. And the next is the Four of Wands. This is the celebration card for your hard work. I would put my effort and my diligence into these beautiful designs of yours, because this is one of the best readings that I ever had as confirmation of how you should keep going. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie. It's giving me goosebumps all over, and there's wonderful, wonderful doors that will open as a result of these wonderful scarves that you're making.
Oh, thank you. Okay, yeah. I mean, I did think about that too, but I'm still, and I appreciate the reading. I'm still sad about the one that has disappeared.
Well, but, you know what? It doesn't mean that it may not come back to you. A lot of times something has to be taken away in order for then us to get something else in instead. And then it might find its way back to you. So you don't know. Okay.
Oh,
so
that just would be the best of both. Yeah.
It would be. It would be the best of both worlds. I do have some more callers. I have to end that now.
Oh, okay, sure. I forgot what the Four of Wands was, but I guess I can do it.
The Four of Wands is celebration for hard work.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye. And what a beautiful reading. And that is absolutely on track with where this rebirth, this regeneration, and this resurrection or reincarnation of what we're doing now. And it all has to do with our creations and how we are creating our realities. Let's go to our next caller. We have Judy on the line. Judy, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Hi, Claire. Good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. What's happening in your world?
Well, I am struggling with the healing of my bike accident. I was fortunate enough to speak with you and the angels once. But I feel like a lot of pain has come back, and I want to move on with my life. I was listening to the other caller, and I am a clothing designer, and I'm not working, and I miss being creative. And did my own line of handbags that I want to get out into the world. So I just want to know if there's anything I should do in particular to move things forward with healing and get back into being creative.
Okay. One of the greatest, and thank you so much for the call, Judy. One of the things that is the greatest thing that we can do, and I'm just getting shivers all over, is not only being kind and gentle for ourselves, but I don't know if you've done this. Whatever that caused you to co-create this accident to happen, either to stop you or to create a time of no time in your life for you to really look at your life and to maybe dissect it as to what led up to it. I don't know if you've ever looked back and you've looked at the circumstances of your life or the people, and that you've blessed them, you've acknowledged them. I have a great exercise that the Posse of Angels want you to do. Okay. One of the things, okay. Now, when I say the people in your life, this could be from your childhood, this could be parents, this could be an event that happened in your life. This could be exes. This could be a lot of people. But when I say, you know, those people that perhaps you haven't totally forgiven or just surrounded with unconditional love and are still providing you with some kind of trigger or reaction, quiet yourself for about maybe a few minutes and breathe deeply, call in your higher self. And then call in the higher self of a particular person, maybe a parent, maybe an ex, or whoever it is. And then you acknowledge them. And what does that mean? You acknowledge that you wrote them into the contract of your life. They wouldn't be there. They wouldn't be there, Judy. And believe me, the former soul, if you read any of my books, the former soul had an abusive husband, and she chose to be with him for 26 years. He was one of her best teachers. And so in acknowledging him, as you know, she wrote him into her contract. And so there's no blame. There's no being a victim. There's no fault finding at all. So all you do is you simply acknowledge that person, okay?
Okay.
Once that's done, then your higher self, I want your higher self then to talk to their higher selves. Because a lot of times when we, you know, ask to speak with a soul on the earth plane in human form, they don't want to talk to us. They don't want to accept any responsibility whatsoever. So we speak to their higher selves and we thank them. After we've acknowledged them, we thank them. Thank them for playing a contrasting role in your life, for you to learn forgiveness, tolerance, and acceptance. Now, this is really important because this soul, whether it be a controlling parent, abusive ex, or whatever it is, they are divine. They're divine underneath their choices and their decisions. But they've come back and signed on in your incarnation, as well as their contract in their book of life. They've signed on to play a contrasting role. And so you thank them. You thank them for giving up part of their incarnation, for playing this contrasting role. And not only that, we chose their contrasting characteristics in order to push our buttons, in order to cause drama and irritation, in order to strengthen some part of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you acknowledge them.
Yes.
You thank them. Then there's another part. You bless them. You bless them for what you bless them for whatever choices and decisions they made and whatever they chose, how they chose to step on their spiritual journey. Because I certainly wouldn't want anybody to judge me how to walk my journey and what decisions and choices I made. So you bless the other person. And by blessing them, you release more of your attachment as to what they should have done or what they had to have done and all of those things. And the next is we release them from having any negative effect on our life ever again because we choose to be happy instead of choosing to be right. Mm-hmm. And then
can
this,
you do this for more than one person?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I've had clients in which I've taken them through this, what I call this acknowledgement process. And afterwards, they feel so much lighter. They feel like the bonds and that were in binding them have been lifted and taken off of them. And they said, oh, can I do this for my controlling mother? Can I now do this for my... And they get so excited, and I said, my ex-boyfriend or whatever, and I said, absolutely, but you can do this for as many people as you want, and you will be free, because most people keep themselves imprisoned because they want to be right.
Yeah.
They want to be right instead of just choosing to be happy, seeing that other person. And it's really difficult sometimes to see that other person as being divine, especially when they've cheated on you, especially if they've stolen your money, especially if they lied to other people about you, you know, all of these things. And they are divine underneath their choices as well, just as we are.
Okay.
This is really important.
Thank you.
And when you've done the acknowledgement process, I would love for you to call in and tell me about what happens as a result of this, because it changes the energies inside of us. And I've had so many people do this that when they change the energies inside of them, within a short amount of time, they've started to notice openings in their life. They've started to notice, you know, things appearing and manifesting in their realities in answer to the fulfillment of their dreams and their wishes and things like that. And they stand in wonderment as the energies start to match that with the changed energies inside of themselves.
Well, I hope I can get to that place because I'm... how I cracked my perfect teeth and all these different issues around this biking accident. And I do have a little bit of, not anger, but like uncertainty and confusion as to why I kept telling my husband I didn't want to go on this bike ride and he really, really wanted me to go. And I don't want to blame him, but
that's why we went on this bike ride where I, you know, had,
right.
you know, I survived a catastrophic accident.
Well, we all have free will. We all have free will. And okay. as I spoke about today, what we are doing now, Judy, is we are doing no less than changing our former lives. We're changing our former circumstances of who we thought we are, and we're transforming them now. We're transforming them now as we rebirth. We are not our old stories anymore. We're not our old stories. We are creating our lives in every single second through our thoughts, our words, the feelings that we hold in our hearts. And I, for one, want to create the most heavenly fairy tale a journey that I possibly can while I'm here in this funny little meat suit, in this little human form that I chose to walk in as. And every one of us can do this now. Let's just go to the cards and see what comes out for you. They want you to create again. They said, they're saying you've shut off your creativity. And that's like shutting off your life's blood.
Yeah.
A lot of the pain will be transmuted by the joy that you find once again in creating. Oh my gosh, here we go. The High Priestess. The High Priestess is that card of intuitiveness. Oh my gosh, shivers all over me. You have so many designs which are whirring around your head. They're there.
Yeah,
they're swimming. They're swimming all around you, and they're just waiting. You have a whole team.
Yeah.
Did you know that you have a whole team of designers on the other side that are working with you?
No.
Okay.
No, but I know I design very intuitively.
Okay. All right. This team is the Judy team. And they've been waiting for you to have this conversation with myself and the Posse of Angels in order for you to get back to designing. Oh, my gosh. I feel tears in my eyes. They said, Judy, we've been waiting for you because your joy and your abundance in life comes through the channeling of this extraordinary. It's like this symbiotic relationship that you have with the Judy team. Call upon, I don't know what you want to call them. I call my angelic family the Posse of Angels. But whatever you want to call this Judy team, they're ready for you to step up and start designing again. The next card for you is the Queen of Cups. They want you to love yourself just as you are now. The accident was no accident. They're saying,
oh, God.
Accept this as the greatest thing for your soul's growth. So bless it. Bless it and say, thank you, God, for the accident, because it has made me the person I am today. I am beautiful. I am magnificent. And I am powerful. And I have so much to add to the greatest good of all concerned. And this happens through loving yourself. Two very powerful women so far in this reading is the High Priestess. You got the intuitive card. Then you get the card of love. And this is about loving yourself. And the next card is the Six of Swords. And this is the card of movement, of breaking. This shows the swan is a very gentle, kind, sweet, a soft energy. And they're saying, Judy, they want you to nourish yourself and be very kind and sweet and gentle and soft with yourself. But do make movement to those creative efforts that are swirling and swimming all around you with your Judy team, and then you will see the movement in your life. So what an amazing reading.
Unbelievable.
Your designs are, it's interesting how the former caller, Stephanie, was also speaking about her designs as well. And this just speaks so beautifully to this time of creativity. Don't wait. Don't wait for those. Look out for and observe those signs that God and the angels are going to send us. But in the in that time, before that happens, and always, be creative, because it's in the creation that we then see the creation in our lives. So I hope that's been helpful.
That's been amazing. It's just like I'm crying because it's exactly what I needed to hear, and I felt inside, but I'm a little bit afraid to step back into that world. I mean, I've been a professional designer for many major corporations in the United States.
Judy, I only have about 2 minutes, but I really do want to tell you, the only reason you're afraid is because you're afraid of competition. And there is no competition. You're not creating for money. You're not creating for success. You're not creating for fame. You're creating because you're a child of God, and it brings you so much joy to your heart, and you dance wildly when you're creating, and that's the only reason to create. There is no competition. There's only what makes Judy happy. There only has been ever what makes Judy happy, and the universe desires what you desire. You create, and then you leave the abundance and what happens to that to God and the angels. And you will then see miracles in your life.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Claire.
You're welcome. I love you.
Beautiful reading. I love you. Thank you.
Take care of yourself and nourish your beautiful soul, and let us know what happens as a result of this. Take care.
Absolutely. I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that ends the show today. Thank you so much for everyone who's listening. Thank you so much to everyone who listens in, that I don't have any idea who listens in. You can listen to all my archive shows on my host page on Transformation Talk Radio. All of the shows on different topics are archived there. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And do remember to go on my website for those fabulous books. Woo! Something just flew across. Angels of Faith, based on my two near-death experiences, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and about my five most important past lives, and also the sequel to that, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And they're all available on my website, angelhealinghouse.com, and also on Amazon. Do remember, everyone, to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Go out and make it a beautiful week. Love and angel blessings, and I will speak to you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.